good, too.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,021, Jeffrey A. and Ruth Derbeck, seeking a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Judson Lane, approximately 960 feet northwest of Seagrass Plantation Lane. The 911 address is 30046 Judson Lane, Dagsboro. The zoning district is MR, and the tax map is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 704. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And since the applicant may come forward.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeff Derbeck, 30046 Judson Lane, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Sir, do you need a copy of your responses? Your application?
Yes.
Okay,
I say I do.
Oh, you have one. Okay.
In that vein, I have one comment to make. On line number 3,
yeah,
on the back page.
Yeah.
Somebody I understood that to be that the applicant is creating the reason for the adjustment, not that.
Okay. All right.
I interpreted that a little bit different.
Okay.
Second comment I'd like to make is I've submitted this to our HOA at Seagrass Plantation, and they've approved it subject to the granting of the adjustment. Second thing, I also addressed this to the immediate neighbors, 200 feet each side of my property. I explained to them what we're doing, and actually had them give me their autograph saying that they did not object to what we're going to do. And if I can, I'll pass it over. How many do I need?
Six. Four.
I think there's five there. First. In those additional exhibits is a signed copy of all the residents, again, within that 200 feet that have no objection. Okay. There's also a picture of the front of the property, and then there's a picture of the side view of the house before the addition, and kind of a mock-up of what it will look like once the addition's complete.
And I guess before you get too far into it, Ms. Walls, there's been a question from some of the board members about the size of the setback. And I know that it's a little unusual. This is 7.5 feet. We don't normally see that size. I apologize.
That is correct. And we verified on the site plan that 7.5 was approved for the subdivision or for the community as a 7.5-foot side yard setback.
What's that? Do you know if that was a blanket variance or was that an RPC?
It's an RPC.
Okay. All right, so there were some questions the board had, so I thought we'd nip that in the bud.
We typically don't see anything less than 10 feet.
Yeah.
Me either.
MR, is it MR?
It, yes.
So it should be 10
it's
feet,
MR,
but it is
an RPC.
Because the RPC, they
RPC,
were
okay.
Granted.
Yeah, I'll also add that we've also talked to people who walk in the community who see the sign, and I've explained to them people that aren't within the 200 feet. And nobody has any objections, and this is also in character with other additions that have been put on in the community for sheds and outdoor showers and other things.
Is yours an outdoor shower or a shed? What is yours?
Is what?
What is yours? I mean, this addition, what's going to be in
it's that? It's a combination, additional storage off the master, off the garage, and then additional closet storage off the master bedroom.
Okay.
Do you see it drawn in here?
Oh, yeah, I saw that, but I didn't know what was inside of it.
A beer queen.
So our request is that we be given a adjustment or a variance in an area 2 feet by 24 feet encroachment into that dedicated setback line.
Okay.
Let's see if we have any questions from members of the board, then. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Mills.
No, I have no questions.
All right, thank you. Ms. McGee?
You said the HOA did approve it, but you don't have anything in writing from them.
They said, once I get approval from you, they'll give you something in writing. It's being managed by Guardian Property Management, and they said that was their policy. I tried to get a letter.
Yeah, usually we get those letters now.
Mm-hmm. They won't give you one.
I'd let them know that, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else.
Mr. Ricker?
I think we could save a little time here if you would go down the five reasons for your criterias for a variance. Probably answer some of my questions. Uniqueness of the property.
Yeah, you want to know what the uniqueness is?
Yes.
Well, it's a very narrow lot, number
okay.
one.
Okay.
The house that was designed for the lot, in some respects, almost touches the setback lines. Others, it doesn't. And the space is needed to, what we feel, to make the house more usable and more functional. Mm-hmm. We're not asking for it to be developed in any other manner. It's already recorded as a subdivision. The entire community is built out. There's no more lots available. And again, number three, I think I explained that.
Yes, you had.
Number four, you know, the addition will be built in character with everything else in the community and the existing house. Siding, roofing, windows are all identical to what's in the original house as it was built. And we feel that this 2-foot adjustment is the minimum we should get in order to make the space usable for us. If it's any less than that, I'm not sure it's worth, you know, doing the work and the expense.
And you've owned the place since 2012?
I'm doing what?
You've owned the property
yes, ma'am.
Since 2012.
October of 2012.
Would you be hard pressed if it cannot otherwise be developed? In other words, you can't.
Yes.
In other words, if this was turned down, you couldn't do much, right? That's what you're saying.
Right, correct.
No other questions.
Hey, Mr. Borkman.
Is there any other sheds like that built on any other houses in there yet?
There's been others. I don't know if there's been any that needed an adjustment or anything, but there are.
There has been other ones?
Oh, yeah, there's patios and in one case even another garage.
And I just ask her.
It does appear that there's at least one other variance in the immediate neighborhood. However, I do not have the details at this
details
time.
So there other variants been in there? Okay. Okay,
of the same nature?
I don't have the details, and for some reason our layer's not working, so I can't pull that.
Gotcha. Are there any further questions? Sure.
Yeah. Is there anything, do you have septic there or you use sewer?
Public.
Okay.
Water and sewer.
Is there a reason why you couldn't put the addition to the rear of the home? Because it looks like there's some space to the backside there where an addition could fit.
Well, the reason to put it where it is now, it gives us some space off of the garage, which is we're in deep need of. It's a two-car garage. It's hard to get two cars in there if you have anything else in there. And also to the rear of the house is the end of the master bedroom. Obviously, we don't want outdoor storage back there. And that is at the opposite end of the existing master bedroom closet.
So presume this is not one of those things where you could have this addition go further to the inside to move things out so that you can meet the setback requirements.
Not practically, no.
All right, and I presume you can't move your bedroom further to the rear so that you could have additional space in your garage on the inside.
No, sir, I can't do that.
Okay. All right. Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Actually, Mr. Chair, I have one other question, if I may.
Sure.
I see you don't have a shed there. Have you considered having a shed for that type of storage, or is it too much in the garage?
It's more practical to put it as an addition to the garage as opposed to a shed.
Okay.
Plus your addition is going to be part of your bedroom too, right?
Correct.
For storage of your closets.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why you're sitting in that position.
Correct.
And 2 feet is going to give you all this, huh?
Yes, sir. I have 5.5 already.
Mm-hmm.
The extra two I need to make it functional.
It'll make it functional for you.
Yes, sir.
Other questions?
Okay. Was there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make it.
Thank you.
I get denied.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 12,021. I believe the applicant certainly has addressed all the criteria for a variance, all five of them, and I believe, and he's gone over all of them, the uniqueness of the property. The property is odd-shaped. I don't know what you'd call it. My geometry's not that good anymore, but it is an odd shape, and it cannot otherwise be developed and not created by the applicant. And I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood. There's been probably, we only know of one other variance in there, but it has been granted in there. And I believe it's the minimum variance to be to give you relief. So I make a motion. We approve case number 12,021.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I have a question before he goes farther.
Sure.
Would you add to your motion that they have to receive HOA approval in writing before they proceed?
Yes, okay. That sounds like a reasonable request. Can you do that?
Sure.
Okay.
And I will add that. Will I have something tonight to walk out of here with to show them that you've approved it?
No.
No.
What happens, sir, is, and you may have heard this earlier in the agenda, the board approves written findings usually 45 to 60 days after the hearing tonight, and then you would be mailed a copy of that. That copy will have the condition on there that this is, if the board so voted for this, mm-hmm. based on Mr. Rickard's motion, that it is conditioned upon you submitting your HOA approval to the board.
Okay.
So.
We don't have a second yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do I have a second to this motion, to that motion?
I made the motion.
Yeah, I need a second, so.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12,021 with the stipulation that had been stated. So all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,021 is approved.
And by the way, your penmanship is, you know, impeccable. I cannot tell you how many we get that we can't read. So we appreciate that.
Thanks for not making me type it.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.